Welcome. Incendiary Radio, another week here on the 5th of March, 2017. Going to be going into the 6th here for 3 hours on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Welcome to the audience from all over the world. You know, I had people hitting me up from Egypt recently, and they got friends in Kenya. It's crazy. South Americans, Australians, people from Northern Europe. It's wild that the reach that RBN has found, South Africa, you name it. Everybody welcome. It's Incendiary Radio coming at you once again, and we are seeing, I got some funny stuff that I've dug up, and listen to this. I signed on today hours ago, and I signed into Skype. They hit me with this Skype 7.33, basically crashes out my system. I can't even, once this thing automatically started updating on me, then I tried to open Skype. I couldn't do it. So now I'm on the web version of Skype right now. I've never even done this. And so I'm very negative, like in the tech world. I don't know anything about any of it. I do the basics just to get on the air. But I mean, I've been fighting with this computer for the last few hours. I haven't even hardly had that much time to dig into anything. Luckily, I was talking to my guest earlier in the week, and he's been doing some work on some of the stuff I've been covering, this so-called wave of anti-Semitism, which really looks synthetic. It's there to cover some of the machinations going on deep under the surface. But, you know, one of these incidents happened here, right here in St. Louis, just as we inaugurate our brand new Jewish governor, first Jewish governor of the state of Missouri ever, former Navy SEAL Eric Greitens, who's I believe is a Rhodes Scholar, and you get into Cecil Rhodes and the whole New World Order, British Yiddish kind of empire system going on there. It's very wild. And then we have these tombstones getting knocked over, and the vice president comes here. I covered all this last week, but it's very freaky, and my guest, John Friend's been covering this stuff as well. And so him and I were talking, and he wanted to come on and kind of cover some of this like deep underbelly civil war we're seeing in D.C., the Obama Black House now two blocks from the Trump White House, and all the weird imagery and battles going on with all these wacko Alinsky-eyed communists that are completely embedded throughout the alphabet agencies and the bureaucracy. Basically, what we're seeing right now is a massive war in the big Leviathan state up there in the District of Criminals. And so it's very wild to watch. But John Friend from the realistreport.com and writer for the American Free Press, welcome to the program.
What's up, Robert? Thank you so much for having me back. And you're absolutely right. There is, gosh, it's tough to say where to even start. There's so much to talk about. There's so much going on. It's insane, man.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I was listening to Jones's program today, and this guy's like, I don't know if he snorted an eight ball in the last few days, but this guy's just like, basically, he's in the apocalyptic mode with Trump. And I've got a bunch of clips that I'm going to play probably after, because I don't want to eat up the time with you and I with the clips. But Mr. Producer, get clip 7 ready, and this is Rosie O'Donnell. And this is the utter, and I wanted to kind of start with this, because this is the utter mental break, the psychotic break in the Hollywood news, you know, fake news left, the SJWs, academia, and all the rest of it. I decoded this the other week, John. It's the red, black, and the green flag, the red communist, the black kind of grievance industry, Nation of Islam, Michael Eric Dyson types, and in the green of Islam. And this is this sick kind of weird overthrow system that's being implemented on all white countries. Communism, your African element, the black grievance industry, and the green color of Islam, all in a sick, insidious marriage made in hell to basically root out white majorities in Western Europe, Australia, Canada, and the United States. And this is really kind of like, you know, the sick, you know, joined at the hip, you know, how these feminists can be joined at the hip with radical Islamists is just, it's so fascinating. But Mr. Producer, hit clip 7, Rosie O'Donnell.
Form of government becomes destructive of these ends. It is the right of the people to alter and abolish it and to institute new government. That is why we are here. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. To Donald Trump and his pathetic band of white, privileged, criminal businessmen, I would like to say to him, "Niet, sir! Niet! Niet!"
I got a very good presidency, really good idea. This idea is good, it's bigly and good, and lots of people are talking about it. It's a bigly good idea. He lies!
All right, go ahead and stop it, Mr. Producer.
It's so tough to listen to that disgusting crap.
So, John, she's reading the text of the Declaration of Independence, and she's coming from a left-wing Marxist lesbian overthrow that very system, but she's going to read the words of Thomas Jefferson in this psyop, this upside down psyop that Trump is somehow the guy that's overthrowing the system, and Rosie is the George Washington 2.0, and she gets to read from the Declaration of Independence with her little daughter, who's all over the YouTube in the last few days. And, you know, for these two women to raise her daughter, that was just a crime in itself. But this is what we're up against. I mean, people that they could see Obama, basically this seditionist former president, they could see this guy do anything, and they will support him to the end. And he's two blocks from the White House now with Valerie Jarrett living in his house. And these guys, these Alinskyites are plotting the downthrow and the overthrow of this country. And I don't think this is just theater. I think these people are for real. They want to basically, you know, put us under a communist silly system. Where are you at with all this right now?
I mean, you're absolutely right, man. I mean, think about this. I saw this clip just the other day. I watched this video, and you know, there's been protests all across the country almost every weekend, it seems like. You know, there's some sort of rally, some sort of anti-Trump rally. There's pro-Trump rallies. There's violence. There's these Antifa people beating up and attacking Trump supporters regularly. I just saw some old man, this old Trump supporter up in Berkeley. Up in Berkeley. This guy's getting pepper sprayed by these Antifa guys. And, I mean, we saw this with the Milo event. I mean, there's so many examples of it. It's insane. And here we got Rosie O'Donnell literally calling for the overthrow of the federal government, essentially. That's like what she's saying. And yet, look at it. Look at what Trump is doing. I mean, he's saying we got to put America first. We got to end corruption. He's saying like all these very common sense, straightforward, you know, like rational things, as opposed to what Obama was doing. I mean, Obama, sure, he might have put on – Obama had a lot of people fooled, no doubt. But this man, I mean, his whole entire administration was like one big crime spree, just as the Bush administration was before his. I mean, it's insane that, you know, Rosie O'Donnell, and they really do mean this. They really do, you know, mean everything that they say. They view Trump as this evil white supremacist. She's talking about, you know, all these white privileged businessmen, you know, working with Trump and whatnot. It's just so insane. And, I mean, it's clear that there is absolutely a low-scale civil war taking place in the United States. And I mean, I think that Trump needs to get much more serious about this very real threat. I mean, it's insane. We see as I mentioned, we see, you know, Trump supporters and just regular people getting violently attacked, violently assaulted. And yet the way the media portrays it, the way it's discussed, it's as if we're the violent criminals. It's as if, you know, we're the ones doing all these bad things when it's the total opposite.
Yeah,
I mean,
now, you know,
I don't know, dude. It's crazy.
You know, and you and I both monitor a lot of these various people in our sector. And here's what gets me is people. Trump could do 99 out of 100 things that all of us would collectively, if we were at all in a private conversation, agree with. But there's some of these outlets out here. All they want to do. And these are pro white outlets or European, you know, kind of, you know, conscious outlets. And all they want to do is report on the negatives about Trump and the administration and Jared Kushner and Roy Cohn and Mnuchin and the Jewish faction that's around Trump. Not that you're going to ever get up near this level of power without, let's just say, some Jewish folks around you. But the entire, basically, the Jewish left world, which is the power, you know, in the Jewish world, is the left wing as far as its global reach. They never want to give Trump one lick of credit. What do you think's going on here with some of these folks out here? Where you know, you're not going to get 100% out of any person that gets to that level, because basically the system's so rigged that you're not going to be able to have anybody that does a full 180 from where we've been going for 120 years. But how do you address these folks out here that they never want to even give Trump even 1 ounce of credit, and all they want to do is report on everything negative about him?
I mean, I guess I'd have to know specifically who you're referring to, because from what I can tell, most of the, you know, pro-white sites and alternative media sites that I follow seem to be, like, totally on board with Trump, at least, you know, with the basics. You know, of course, nobody's saying that Trump is a white, you know, a white nationalist or anything like that, or a race realist. You know, he's not an anti-Semite. He's not dealing seriously with some of these more taboo and controversial subjects that I write about, that you discuss, you know, that we deal with here on this radio program. But from what I can tell, it seems like most people have been kind of supportive of Trump. I know there's some people, you know, who have just, you know, they always want to, you know, tear down Trump and, you know, say he's a Jewish agent and all this other nonsense. And I mean, I don't know. I just don't think that that's being very objective at all. I mean, you know, we've talked about repeatedly, you know, and you just elaborated, Trump absolutely does have all these Jewish connections. He is a Zionist. I mean, he supports Israel, at least ostensibly. And, you know, he's got all these Jews working for him and whatnot. But, I mean, just because that is the case doesn't mean that what he's doing and what he's saying is a bad thing. I mean, I think objectively Trump is throwing a major wrench in the entire establishment. I mean, look at how everyone is attacking him, for the most part, even people in his own party. And I guess we should expect that with cucks and traitors like Lindsey Graham and John McCain and Paul Ryan, I guess, to a certain extent, although he doesn't seem to be as bad as McCain and Graham. But, I mean, I think we just need to be objective and balanced with Trump, and he's doing a lot of good things. He's doing some things that are concerning. He's surrounding himself with some people that are concerning as well. But, ultimately, I think things are definitely going in the right direction, and, you know, we just got to wait and see what happens. I mean, that's what's so crazy is things are going so quickly, and he's only been in office for, you know, not even 2 months now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, now, Mr. Producer, hey, get clip 13 ready, and that's the CPAC Trump speech, and set it at 3152, Mr. Producer. But I didn't, you know, my computer was jacked for the last 3 or 4 hours, John, and I barely even got it to where I could come on the show. But and I'm going to go through next week his little speech before Congress. I didn't get to get all the times down. But, you know, the CPAC thing Trump did he said some things that where it's like no president ever would even think about saying these things unless he was a guy like Trump.
Yes, yeah, Mr. Producer, I totally agree.
Let's hit it at 3152, Mr. Producer.
It's time for all Americans to get off of welfare and get back to work. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You are going to love it.
Stop it. Go ahead and stop it, Mr. Producer.
Yeah, man. Trump is awesome, man. Like, really, Trump is just an awesome guy. And again, like, I have fun with it. I mean, that's the thing that's so – Trump is inspiring. It's fun. Like, the way he – I just watched a video that Mark Dice put out a few months ago. It was like a highlight of all of Trump's insults, and it is just awesome. Like, who would ever do something like this? And this guy is our president. This is amazing. This is such a positive development in our, you know, in our political system.
Hey, did you hear this one, John, where the Huffington Post was ripping on Trump and said, we're going to put you in the entertainment section. And then Trump comes back with, oh, wait a minute, Arianna Huffington, isn't this the lady whose husband left her for another man? I mean,
yeah, man, he's just vicious. He just goes after these people. And it's good. I mean, he's got to. I think he should be going even further. I mean, especially when it comes to, you know, this subversion of his administration. I mean, these people leaking secrets to the media, these people trying to undermine his, you know, all the people that he's appointed, like Flynn, for example, and now Sessions. I mean, and I sent you a message. I know we wanted to kind of talk about Sessions.
Yeah, we got
this guy. I mean, truly, Sessions didn't do nothing. I mean, he literally did not do anything wrong at all. I don't think Flynn really did anything wrong either. I mean, maybe he was a little bit deceptive or a little bit misleading with Pence, which, I mean, I guess is sort of an issue. But, I mean, Sessions, he did not do anything. And look at the way they're going after him.
Well, here, you know, I kind of hypothesized this last week. I was like, look, Flynn is the dude, the DIA head that blew the whistle on the Obama administration wanting to set up a Salafist principality in Syria, which is basically a Wahhabist, you know, a jihadi overthrow system in Syria. He blew the whistle on it. And at the same time, Flynn did not want to go at it with the Russians. He had a detente minded relationship. The goofballs in the New World Order crowd, they do not want us having a decent relationship with Russia, because this will really throw a monkey wrench in their entire World War III system, where these jerks want to send a bunch of our boys off to get a kill. And that's just the way it is. Let's pick this up on the other side of the break. John Friend from TheRealistReport.com, writer for American Truth Press, on Incendiary Day.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
John Friend from TheRealistReport.com writes for the American Free Press. So John and I were talking earlier in the week. We wanted to get into this recusal of Jeff Sessions. He came under all this pressure, with the Justice Department looking into any kind of Russian connections into the election, which is just so retarded. When Hillary's and the DNC have taken money so much over the history with the Chinese and the Saudis and Haim Saban, the wing of the Israelis. But the Israelis with Sheldon Adelson, they've funded the right wing as well. I mean, this is a two-wing beast. But at the same time, for them to look at Russia, whose GDP is about the same as Italy, as some sort of nefarious influence on the election, and they're trying to tie WikiLeaks and the Russians together. I mean, it's just so silly when you look at Julian Assange, and a lot of people put a lot more connections with the Israelis and Assange than they do the Russians. And John Podesta's email, his password was password, and they're acting like this is some sophisticated Russian operation, John, that dug up all this garbage on the DNC. It's like, dude, if your password is password, you deserve to get raped information-wise and it's put all over. And then these creeps are talking about succulent hot dogs and the pizza garbage and the baby rape garbage. I mean, it's the whole thing is just out there. And if you look at Podesta, you can tell this guy's a creep. I've been covering him the last few weeks. But then these people are just trying to project back onto the Republicans who got their own Bohemian Grove wing of weirdos and all the rest of it. Lindsey Graham, and all these pillow biters on the right. But it's just like, give me a break. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And I mean, this whole Russian thing, I mean, I don't know really what else to say aside from it is the most ridiculous and just stupid thing I've ever seen. And I mean, really, all the media is trying to do and all the Democrats are trying to do is play on American ignorance.
Did you see Trump's tweet today where he's like, basically, who got caught on the hot mic when he was talking to Dmitry Medvedev in 2012 saying, hey, after my election, I'll have a lot more flexibility, just threw that right in Obama's face. Did you see that
right
tweet?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. It just proves how stupid this whole thing is. They're just using it as a way to delegitimize and discredit Trump and to ultimately, you know, try to impeach him. That's what it's looking like, you know, as if the Russians literally got Trump elected, as if that's even possible. The whole thing is just, it's retarded, man. It really is. And anybody who buys into this, anybody who, lends any sort of legitimacy to these claims is just totally ignorant of how the world really works, of how politics really work. I mean, look at there's like photographs of like all these Democratic leaders meeting with the Russian ambassador, the same one who met with Sessions and other, you know, Trump administration appointees. This is how things work in D.C. You meet with ambassadors, you talk to them. Sometimes there's serious meetings and serious conversations. Sometimes it's more of like a social thing. I mean, big deal. You know, it's so stupid. And the way that, I mean, I don't know. I just don't see how that they can perpetuate this and really gain any traction with it, because the whole thing is just so retarded.
Yeah. Now, you said you were working on an article for AFP with concerning Sessions. What's that going to be about?
Well, I mean, it's basically just sort of highlighting just how ridiculous this whole case is. I mean, again, you know, Sessions really did. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. He openly said that he did the press conference. I didn't really watch much of the press conference. I saw some highlights of it. But I did watch his he had a pretty extended interview with Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson was challenging him a little bit. And Tucker Carlson, boy, he's a really good journalist. I'm glad he's on Fox News and that sort of
time. I like the fact that he's bringing in all these wacko SJW black grievance industry types to really just let Fox News, kind of asleep at the wheel, white Americans realize the sick, weird, psychopathic, anti-white academia and media types that are out here ratcheting up the rhetoric. And then you get into Colin Flaherty, white girl bleed a lot, and the don't break the black kids angry. Then you get it, why all this violence is coming at basically innocent white people just trying to live their lives.
Right. Has he had Colin Flaherty on? Tucker Carlson?
No, but he's had a bunch of these wacko kind of black
academics,
I mean, the worst of the worst types, and it's just like it's a real wake-up call for, like, regular white people. It's like, look, people on our side of the fence that are like that are not even tolerated, but these people are giving six-figure university jobs. You know.
Oh yeah. Well, he had on that one lady that is involved in that big Antifa organization that literally goes out and attacks people.
Attacks by anything necessary.
Yeah. And boy, I mean, she just totally exposed herself and exposed the left as just these tyrannical maniacs who are entirely hostile to what it means to be an American.
Yeah. We got a long segment coming up after the bottom of the hour break. See you, folks. Incendiary Radio with John Friend.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE.
RealistReport.com, an American Free Press writer. So, Mr. Producer, get clip 20 ready. And this is Roger Stone talking about the targeting of Jeff Sessions. And I thought, you know, and a lot of people will hate Roger Stone, you know, because of his long history of skullduggery and ever since Nixon and everything else. But I think this analysis was pretty spot on. They took out Flynn, the guy that blew the whistle on the American kind of Western role in the creation of Daesh ISIS, and who really didn't want to go at it with the Russians. And now the targeting of Jeff Sessions, who really, if you've followed this guy's career in the Senate, he is Mr. Immigration and not wanting the borders open and really against a lot of the wacko trade agreements like TPP. I mean, Sessions was the one guy holding up a lot of the weight against these kind of neocon rhino types. And so listen to this, John. Clip 20, Mr. Producer. We got it. All right, no big deal. Something happened with the audio on that, where he's basically Roger Stone's talking to a guy, and he's talking about, well, they're targeting Sessions because of his long, long history about keeping the border secure and the rest of it. And so now they're trying to tie him in with this Russian garbage You know, Claire McCaskill, my senator from Missouri here, she met with the Russian ambassador and got caught lying, saying, oh, I've never met with the Russian ambassador. And it's just,
It's like all these politicians that have come out and denounced Sessions and Trump and everyone else, you know, oh, you guys are meeting with the Russians. They've all met with the damn Russians. I mean, that's what you do when you're in the government. You meet with foreign leaders and foreign ambassadors and whatnot. Again, the whole thing is stupid. But with Sessions, I can't say that I'm an expert on Sessions, you know, background or his history in the Senate and whatnot, but he strikes me as a very genuine, humble, honest, patriotic man. And you know, I think he's, I don't want to say he's in over his head, but gosh, I mean, I think he could have handled this a little bit differently. I mean, I don't think he needed to recuse himself, right? I mean, I want to know who gave that order, or if that was an action he took independently, because we had mentioned a report that was recently published in Politico where it was quoting like an anonymous source who was saying that Trump was very upset with his decision, and you know, was, you know, basically like yelling at everybody at this meeting that they had.
Yeah, all right, go ahead and play it, Mr. Producer.
Okay.
They want to remove Sessions because he is the strong right arm of Donald Trump. They want to remove Sessions because he has been the leader in the Congress to close our borders against terrorists and other criminals who would come here and don't mean us well, who mean us harm. I have said repeatedly that the real danger to this administration is not liberal Democrats. It's establishment Republicans. Better a snake in the grass than an asp in the bosom. Now, the other big brouhaha in Washington now appears to be Obamacare. So many in the establishment believe that the president...
Basically, that's the gist I wanted to get there. But I've watched Sessions for a long time. You know, I'm in my past my mid 40s, and so this is one of the guys. When you watch C-SPAN, it's like this is one of the only sane dudes up here in the Senate that has even slight set of nuts to say what I want to hear a senator say, and he's a Southern guy from Alabama. Then they try to pin that Klan stuff on him and all that stuff just because he has a Southern accent. This is what the left, communist, Marxist, Alinskyite left does. And so they're trying to take this dude down because he is one of those guys. I wanted him to be Trump's running mate. If you look at my Twitter feed way, way back, I was like, I want Sessions to be Trump's number two guy. That's an insurance policy to keep Trump alive. Because Pence is really, I'm kind of leery of Pence just because he, you know, when you look at this guy, let's just say certain factions would love to see him slide into Trump's spot and Trump go away.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Well, and think about what this has, you know, what the result of Sessions essentially conceding and recusing himself from being involved in any of these investigations into quote-unquote Russian connections, which again is just ridiculous. Now we got this Jew, Rod Rosenstein, who's going to be, you know, apparently heading the investigations into this. And I don't really know a whole lot about this guy. I mean, clearly he's Jewish. He's been involved in the government for a very long time, going back to Bill Clinton and the Monica Lewinsky investigations. And, I mean, I don't know much about this guy, but, I mean, we know certainly that Jews have proven themselves to be very dishonest and subversive and just problematic, to say the least. So, I mean, it's just, you know, why are we giving the Democrats, why are we giving the media any ground at all, especially when we're not doing anything wrong or illegal or shady in any way? I mean, that's what is baffling to me. And again, I want to know who asked Sessions to recuse himself. I mean, was this something that he did independently of Trump, or did Trump ask him to do it? I mean, again, based on that report we had mentioned in Politico, it sounds like Trump was not in the loop when this decision was made and when this announcement was made, and he was very upset about it, as he should be. I mean, we can't be giving these people any sort of ground, because you cede an inch and they're going to take a mile every single time. They're trying to do everything they can to derail and undermine and sabotage and just prevent Trump from doing anything, from fulfilling any of his campaign policy, you know, his campaign promises.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Producer, let's move on to Obama real quick and his little couple blocks from the White House, little kind of impregnated bunker in which he's got set up with Valerie Jarrett living there. And then you've got Eric Holder basically saying Obama's coming, like some sort of Christ figure that's going to, you know, come and, you know, destroy this evil white Trump. Mr. Producer, let's hit clip 9 first.
Is Obama going to jail? Obama administration wiretapped Trump during elections. This, of course, is according to Trump tweets. Is Obama going to jail? New evidence surfaces that Obama wiretapped Trump during the 2016 elections. Is it legal for a sitting president to be wiretapping a race for president prior to an election? Turned down by court earlier, a new low, Trump says. Just out, the same Russian ambassador that met Jeff Sessions visited the Obama White House 22 times and 4 times last year alone. Terrible. Just found out that that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. Arnold Schwarzenegger, let me not read that one. How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon/Watergate, bad or sick guy. I bet a good lawyer could make
there.
A great case
stop it there, out of the producer. What do you make of this? I mean, here's what kills me about these sycophants of the far left, like progressive libtard type. They don't think that an Alinskyite community organizer from the bowels of Chicago would do something like that to a person who he said there's no way this guy's getting into the White House. And then the Bush attorney, you know, the attorney general under Bush, all these guys was like, oh, of course he probably had this guy tapped. Your thoughts on this wiretapping of Trump Tower?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I saw some clip of some talking head on some ABC program. I think it was just this morning on all the, you know, on one of the Sunday shows, where he's saying, oh, well, you know, Obama would never do something like this because it's actually illegal for him to do so. As if Obama gives a damn about the Constitution. I mean, it's just like, again, it's like insulting to our intelligence as thinking individuals. I mean, of course he probably did. I don't know. I mean, again, one of the criticisms that's been leveled against Trump is he really hasn't presented any evidence, but this is sort of the way Trump operates. You know, he'll make these inflammatory tweets and then sort of wait and see what happens and then, you know, wait for his case to build. I mean, if Trump is out there saying this, I mean, there's got to be a reason for him doing so. It certainly would not be a surprise that the Obama administration was tapping Trump's, you know, his communications.
Yeah.
And his phones.
Now think about this.
It's typical. This is how the game is played at the highest levels.
Remember, John, the hookers peeing on the bed in Moscow at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yes.
That whole thing. Now, think about a billionaire like Trump. Is he going to end up going to a place in Moscow like the Ritz-Carlton, and he's not going to have his underlings sweep the place for bugs? I mean, do you think a billionaire is this dumb? And so to where... Do you think this guy, who's now the sitting president of the United States, is going to throw some crap out on Twitter if he doesn't have the goods?
Right, exactly.
I mean, a billionaire president, like, he's just going to throw some... People think that Trump is like this dumb guy, like a billionaire that has businesses all over the world. Like, he doesn't know... Like, they act like he's this clueless, orange, blonde hair plug buffoon. Like, a billionaire doesn't know how the world works. This is what kills me about some of the people that, oh, Trump's just stupid. Like Sink Uecker, this guy's like, oh, Trump, he's filed bankruptcy so many times. This guy's an idiot. It's just like, are you really serious to where like Trump's going to get caught up in some hookers peeing on a bed thing, and he's a billionaire, and he's in Moscow, and he's going to get caught up in some crap like that? People are just... They really have the inability to rationally think in a strategic sort of manner, like a guy like that's going to get caught up in some crap like that.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I mean, with Trump, and this has been proven, you know, ever since he announced that he was going to be running for president, he is just such a triggering person for these leftists. I mean, everything he does and says is so contrary to their worldview, to their, you know, to the things that they hold most dear. And he just gets up there and says it like it is and is very – he's just a unique political actor, right? I mean, the way he says things, the way he carries himself – the way he's, I mean, he's just a renegade. He's a total renegade, and these people cannot deal rationally with him. That's why I love him so much. That's why millions of people around this country love him so much, is he's so different. He's not a typical politician. He is an independent actor. I think you can make a very good case that he is, you know, actually an independent actor. He's not being controlled by the Jews or by this, you know, by these lobbyists or this lobbyist or whatever. He's the one calling the shots. He may have people whispering in his ear and trying to pull him in a certain direction, but ultimately it's Trump who's in charge.
You know, let me run this by you, John. I think it's like this, and I thought about this, and, you know, I do a lot of decompressing and thinking about a guy like this. He's 70 years old. He saw America when it was a really... a place where, you know, like mom and pops, apple pie, the whole thing, Chevrolet, it was a decent place. I saw it. And a lot of the younger people haven't. But it's just like, this guy, I think it's like this. I think he went to the Jewish mob that he's intimately involved in. And he's like, look, you guys want to have it your way in Israel. And this is like in the Ann Coulter vein of things. He's like, you guys want to have it the way you want it in Israel. You guys have this protectionist, like hardcore nationalist thing. Why can't I have it for my people in the United States? And, you know, I think he's basically, there's this thing where it's like, look, man, you're not going to do this which some of your brethren have planned for Europe and for Canada, the United States. I think he's at a point where he's 70 years old. He knows that his time is on the earth is not that much longer. And it's like, look, I think there's this time of reckoning in all of our lives where it's just like, you know what, you got to throw off the chains of caution, and you got to fight for what you really think is worthwhile. And I think Trump, something might have flipped in this guy along the way to where he's like, you know what, all bets are off. I know I've got my connections with some slimeball characters in New York City, but it's just like I'm gonna try to do what I can to kind of at least leave my mark for, you know, Americana and nationalism versus world government.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you, and I think Trump has kind of always thought like this. I mean, there's plenty of evidence to suggest this. I mean, look at his speeches and some of the interviews he's given going all the way back to, I don't know, maybe the 80s. Yeah, exactly. You can find some interesting YouTube videos where he's being interviewed by Oprah Winfrey, for example, or, you know, other people. And he's basically saying the same things that he's saying right now. You know, we got a bunch of crooked politicians. We got a bunch of, you know, just stupid politicians, you know, that are actively advancing policies that work against the interests of Americans. And I mean, that's obvious. That's a very basic observation that any thinking person should be able to make if they're, you know, if they're seriously studying American politics. We have a government that is actively working against the interests of this country, of the people, of our economy, of our businesses. That is so clear and obvious. Look at our foreign policy, for God's sake. We've been fighting wars in the Middle East based on openly, like, admitted lies. I mean, forget 9/11. Look at Iraq. Just look at Iraq. I mean, my gosh.
Syria and Libya.
Oh, well, right. I mean, yeah, exactly. It's so outrageous. It's so truly infuriating. And that's what kills me about people like Rosie O'Donnell. She's calling for the overthrow of Trump when the people that she supports have been just openly lying to us for decades. Yeah. And no comment on that.
Yeah, the mass death of Christians throughout the Middle East. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com. Sorry about that, chatters. Forgot to plug it. My mind's in meltdown. I had a crazy computer meltdown where I barely even got on the air tonight. So thanks to whoever that latest Skype 7.33 is a real pistol, let me tell you. So let's talk about the crowds of people. Well, John, we got a short segment, just a couple minutes, but the crowds of people that supported Trump, like, enthusiastically, this is apple pie Americans, man. Peaceful rallies. They were getting attacked all over in kind of left goofball controlled areas. This was what's left of decent America. And a lot of these people are white people with jobs. And they are not the EBT card, Section 8, socialist rabble that got brainwashed into thinking that Trump is some sort of a a genocidal figure that just wants to kill everybody that's not a white person, which is so far from the truth. But the Americana, what's left of Americana? I mean, just decent people showed up to the Trump rallies, man. This is the real future if we have, and I know a lot of these people have layers of programming that they're dealing with as far as the big picture, but damn it, these are about the best people we have left in the country, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, I think I talked about this last time I was on here. I mean, I went to at least three Trump rallies during the campaign, and I mean, yeah, you're right. It is like, you know, the most decent, honorable people in American society who are out there supporting Trump, and of course, the vast majority of them were white. And I mean that's just obvious. Look at the inauguration. I mean, it's like this pretty much all white people in D.C. that day. It was great to see.
But it's not like I'm sitting here just like, oh, worship white people thing. But it's like these are the people that actually they have something, the download that was left from the founding fathers.
Yeah. I mean, and just good people, like just good-hearted American patriots that don't hate other races. They're the opposite of racist. You know, they just want what's right. They're honest. And this is what's really telling. I have a Trump shirt, and I wear it all the time. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out in public. I was just down in Mexico. I was wearing it down in Mexico proudly. Nothing really. I mean, I had a couple comments, but everybody kind of laughed about it and thought it was kind of cool that I would do that.
You got a set of stones to do that, let me tell you.
Yeah, no, it was funny. But that's the thing, like the reaction I'll get people coming up to me, oh, that's awesome, you're wearing that shirt, you know, that's cool, I support Trump. And it's always like, just like the people you said, like you're honest, decent, hardworking, productive Americans, the people that make this country run. And then if I get any sort of negative reaction, it's always the most vulgar, you know, just disgusting, foul-mouthed people. They'll come up to me and say, F Trump, F you, curse me out. And
the dregs.
Dregs of society, yes.
All right, we got a long segment coming up after the top of the hour.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.